As I drink, I feel a sharp pain in my own shoulder. She has clawed her way through my clothes and is answering my assault with one of her own. My own blood flows and she drinks, pulling upon me with a hunger almost as great as my own. In my surprise, I laugh and stop feeding upon her, allowing her to drink of me. Eventually, she slows and stops. Her eyes flutter shut, but I continue to hold her, cradled in my arms, until I hear the approach of another carriage. I do not want to leave her, but I have no choice. I cannot permit myself to be seen. Reluctantly, I lay her down on the road, and she opens her eyes to me once more. "If you survive, my little one," I say before fading into the night, "we will meet again."